ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Pocket,
it don't make sense, but don't make a profit. It's all a hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
You're all out here for a pill. Ready, trying to get this money for
the
real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at ya. Let's get ready to smoke it up. Peeps, just sending a message here. All right. Let's get ready to smoke it up. Let's see who's going to be the first one up in here. Putting up Twitch on my TV screen. Yesterday, Twitch was getting real twitchy. Yeah, hopefully today we don't have any issues like that. What up, Craig? He said, I hope might make some eat a couple uppercuts. Shut this bitch up, man. So I was waiting for a couple people to get in here before he started talking about the Tyson versus Paul. This is kind of crazy, right? Like, I mean, it's not really crazy, you know, because this, like, obviously Jake Paul, like, he's always doing shit like this. Like, it's Mike Tyson though. Like, that's really what this comes down to. I met Mike Tyson about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I don't think that he should entertain any kind of exhibition fights with anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. Nobody, let alone a Jake Paul. If you're my age or older, like Mike Tyson, I mean, you know, I guess there's a certain age where it's like Muhammad Ali was just like the best ever, you know, but like Mike Tyson's just like the best ever to like peeps like us. And like to see him even getting in the ring with Jake Paul just seems so damn blasphemous. It really does. Just so damn blasphemous. Oh, man. Let me see here. Why the hell? I don't know why I'm not seeing any comments coming up on YouTube. Super weird. Even though I know Craig put the comment in on YouTube. What up, Chase? Shout out to Chase. All right. And so Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. It's crazy because it's not on a pay-per-view. It's not on HBO. It's not on Fight TV. That's another one that we hear like all the time. It's going to be Netflix that is live streaming this. Like, how insane is that? That this is going to be Netflix live streaming their fight. And we'll definitely, you know, we will definitely be live for this. We will definitely, you know, be bringing the coverage of this as well. What up, Joey? Said, oh, shit. Yeah, oh, shit is right. What up, Devo? Let's smoke it up, homie. Packing up a dab right now. Oh, and for everybody who was waiting for your championship rings, voila. They finally got a bunch. They finally came in today. So I'm going to be working. I'm getting these shipped out over this next week. Get everybody their championship rings. Some of these are from the regular season. I think there's about 10 champions who didn't receive their championship rings yet for the regular season. And then we have 16. Then we have 16 championship rings for the playoff winners. Now, Chase says, I can't stand Jake Paul, but how do you like his chances? Okay. The chances of, I don't like the chances of him knocking out Mike Tyson necessarily, but like, you know, potential TKO, I think could be in the mix. I don't like, we know Mike Tyson is always training. Like that's the tough part of this, you know, as far as like, does he have a chance? Cause when I think about Mike Tyson, I'm thinking about Mike Tyson in the '90s, thinking about one or two hits. I could just like knock your head off of your shoulders. I mean, that's not him like anymore. I'm sure he'll still fuck you up, you know, with a right hook, you know, but it's not as powerful as it used to be. Like, that's the only thing. So is Mike Tyson going to win? Like, I think so. I mean, the thing that we know about Jake Paul is how like he pays people to take dives pretty much. Right. You know, he's really, really championing that, you know, what's the grandpa from Three Ninjas, Mori Tanaka. His whole thing is you don't fight battles that you can't win. And Jake, I don't know. I know he's, I'm sure he's seen Three Ninjas, you know, during the 90s. That was just the shit. So do you think he's taking this battle because he can't win? Either way, his cred is going to be going through the roof. Popularity wise, he's already super popular. And, but yeah, I cannot stand him either. It's fucking lame. Really, really lame. Jamie in the house. What up, bro? Let's smoke it up. Man, I cannot wait. My Dr. Dabber order is supposed to be getting delivered today. I'm using this still, but it doesn't work. Like, doesn't work as good now that the little piece in the middle broke off. Bakes in the house. What up, homie? Craig said Tyson will bait him and then hope you're hungry. Here he comes. I can't wait. It should be fun to watch either way. You know, like, I mean, am I super excited about it? Is it going to be must-see TV? Probably not. But now, because, you know, we have access to this app, it's $40 a month, and you pretty much get every single thing, you know, that you want on TV. Yeah, we're probably going to be, we're going to be streaming it, you know, for sure. And here's the link. If anybody wants to get signed up, utilize the service where you get every single sports game, every single sports package, every single TV channel, live TV, on-demand movies from every single streaming app that's out there, on-demand TV shows from all the apps that are out there. Hell yeah. Jamie said, I want to see Tyson bite off Jake's ear. Let's get it. Double vision. Got that double vision. Bakes said, when I think of Tyson, I think of boxing, Christmas, and desert toads. Let's get it. And let's smoke it up for the crew. Come here, man. America, love. Do it, man. Of the day. Let's get it.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, she comes with no surprise. Turns me on with her love. Takes me to paradise.
What up? Jamie said, I don't think Jake's smart enough to take away Tyson's hooks like Holyfield did. There's not that many people that are smart enough to do that, let alone Jake Paul. So yeah, it's gonna be one of those things. Like, Mike, I don't give a fuck how old Mike Tyson is. Like, the oldness, it may affect his speed, it may affect his reaction time, but I don't think it's gonna be affecting his overall power like that much. So I'm with you, Jamie. Like, man, he gives him just a couple two pieces and a mean hook. I mean, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. You know, like that. It was true when Mike Tyson said it before. It's true now. Everyone's got a chance, or everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Then everything changes. But yeah, I am excited because, I mean, just Mike Tyson fights in general. Like, so crazy how that was like, it was so iconic in like the 90s. It was like, if Mike Tyson was having a fight, everybody was watching. Like, you could only get it on pay-per-view, and there's no social media. So it's like literally like through TV and through friends telling friends, like all that kind of shit, you know. That's the only way that you find out, you know, about it. And man, I mean, I remember when he fought Lennox Lewis, and that was like his comeback or whatever, and he ended up losing because, man, I mean, you just, you know, you're not Lennox Lewis was just, he was eating him with that jab, you know, like Tyson could not get close enough to him to for the bee to sting, that's for sure. And yeah, I even remember that, like that was like, that was in like 2002 or something like that, and I still remember that was like such a spectacle. Like, even my parents are like, I mean, my dad is not a sports person like at all. My mom likes baseball, but that's like about it. And really, like, she likes playing like softball and shit. So like, I don't even consider like either one of them like super like sports like type of like consumers. And like, even they were super excited. Like, what? We got to get the Mike Tyson fight. Jamie said, I can't wait for the pre-fight shit talking. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that for sure. And Jamie said, when I was a kid, we always got the pay-per-view fights and everyone got pissed. It only lasted 2 minutes. I mean, that's what's crazy is it was like such an insane like 2 minutes, though. Like, it really was like, man, I mean, it's those 2 minutes were so insane that people will still watch them today and show new people today who's like never seen it. And so like, that is what is like crazy just about Tyson's fights in general. And like, the craziest thing was like when he was like on his rise, you know, like I have this whole, like, I think ESPN did like, it was a whole Mike Tyson like kind of documentary, and they pretty much like showed his fights because they're all so fucking quick. They like mixed in all the fight footage like as well. And I think they showed his first like 20 fights or something. And when he was like, you know, 20-0 or whatever, fuck, like he was destroying people. And his time off between fights, like, he was fighting twice a month. Like, he would fight like the first week of the month and the last week of the month. So it wasn't always twice a month, but I mean, it was like every 3 weeks. So there was some random months where he even fought twice in that month. And he's just cleaning people's clocks, man. It's fucking hilarious. Peacock in the house. Big said, it ain't about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and then eventually bite the earlobe. Oh man, because nobody is gonna hit you harder than life, okay? Let me tell you that. Peacock said, UFC this weekend should be good. Also, nice, if I'm not doing anything Saturday night, I would like to start streaming the doper UFC fights, but I need someone to tell me when there's a dope fight, because I follow UFC 0%. But if anybody is like, hey, we should stream this fight on Saturday, because I have all the fights with the I have all the fights with the Insomniac app, and I want to start doing that on Rumble. So we'll be streaming pretty much when we stream the Super Bowl, when we streamed, what was the last pay-per-view that we streamed? The WWE one, Royal Rumble or like something. Every time we are doing, oh, we did the AEW. Like, we're only doing it on Rumble because they won't shut us down over there. Everywhere else will. Like, I don't want to get like, you know, my entire YouTube account, like, you know, banned because of that, or like Twitch or like anything like that. So, but we are 420 Crew Sports on Rumble. You guys must go follow. And if there is a super dope fucking sporting event on pay-per-view or on TV or whatever, like, we will be streaming it with the crew. Jamie said, I remember being at a party for the Lennox fight and bang some freaky goth chick after the fight. Nice. Nice. It's those kind of memories that will live on forever. Chase said, Paul still hasn't fought a legit boxer in their prime yet, has he? No. I mean, every, like, because who didn't he fight Mayweather? I can't remember who, like, some, but yeah, he doesn't fight anybody in their prime because he's, like, not good enough to, like, compete with, like, the best in his weight class in their prime. Like, nah, come on. Not even close. So he fights all these exhibitions. Like, it's smart for him because, like, he doesn't need to go through that system or whatever. Like, so, I mean, him and Mike making this fight, I don't know how much Jake Paul is making, but you know it's dollar bills, y'all. Like, for sure. Like, fuck a title if you're getting, like, some insane amount of, like, money, you know, from this. So I'm okay with him doing that. But, yeah, like, nobody better take him seriously as being, like, he's the best fucking boxer in his weight class in the world or anything like that. Like, fuck no. And what up, Facebook user? I think you're in one of the groups, so it's not putting your name in. But what up, what up? He said, really hoping Jake would fight Roy Jones Jr. or Anthony Pettis to climb the American Cruiser rankings. Nice. Nice. Yeah, Peacock said he's fighting dudes 3 decades past their prime. Exactly. And still losing, right? Like, I mean, he's not really, when he fights the scrubs, it's like, you know, like he's like knocking them out. But Peacock said Jake Paul's about to have no ears. Yeah. Oh, and Chase, when he said, they said, no disrespect to Iron Mike. Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, that's no disrespect to him because Mike would say that he's not in his prime. Like right now, like, could you imagine Mike Tyson in his prime versus Logan Paul? Like, how long would that match even last? 20 seconds? 30 seconds? Would he get through the first round? Could he run enough to get through the first round? Johnny in the house. What up, bro? Let's smoke it up.
All right. Fire them
up. Peacock said Chito Vera and Sugar Sean O'Malley. Okay, nice. I recognize the O'Malley guy. So, yeah, okay. And Peacock, I don't know if you're doing anything, like, for the fight specifically, but if you want to hop on and, you know, we'll give our play-by-play, you know, along with their play-by-play, you got to open invite. Peacock said Vera's never been finished, knocked down, or knocked out in his entire career, and he beat Sugar in the first fight. Ooh, okay. All right. He said Buddy was still on Disney when those guys were at the top of their game. Yeah, exactly. Facebook user said, yes, he definitely has fought boxers in August and Borland. And the Borland fight was over a month later. Jake is an average boxer who also isn't in their prime mentally or physically. The disrespect is nuts. And I get, like, I mean, for what he's doing, I don't know how we can't, like, I don't have to like him personally, and I don't even know if there's anybody who really likes him too much personally, because he's pretty much always acting like a douchebag, like, every time, like, you know, I kind of see him, like, doing anything. But, yeah, I mean, him and his brother, though, like, I mean, they're doing something that not a lot of people can do. Like, they literally built a fucking brand, like, themselves, and it's, like, an immovable, like, brand. And, like, yeah, definitely don't like them. They always seem like hella douchey with everything that they do, but they're getting paid and they're working outside of the system, and that's, like, the cool thing about it, of what they're doing, at least of how they built the brand. So now it's all, like, it's their promotion. Like, they don't need the promoter. I mean, that's, you know, it's crazy to think about. But I do hope that Mike Tyson fucking cleans his clock. I do hope that Jake Paul gets knocked the fuck out by Mike Tyson. That would be super cool. And I literally met Mike Tyson like 3 weeks ago. Had I known anything about this, I would have fucking brought it up. I only had about like 60 seconds or so in his vicinity when I was like taking a picture with him, but I had my mic, I was mic'd up, you know. And man, I definitely would have fucking asked him, like, well, what's up with the Paul stuff. Man, had I only known. I wonder when they actually knew. Like, I'm sure it's just contracts and working out the shit with Netflix and all that. I'm sure that was a big part of it. Finding out how much Netflix is going to pay him. Because now they don't have to sell streams. Like, that's the thing that's crazy. It's like, for the longest time, you're getting paid off the amount of pay-per-view sales that you made. And now, like, I wonder how much Netflix is going to charge, you know, for that shit. Or if it's just, or if you're just like, because I know they have the $7 plan. And then, like, whatever the fuck the regular plan is, because I'm on the $7 plan. Like, I don't care. Give me those fucking ads. Like, I just want the cheaper shit. And yeah, so I wonder if that's going to be it. Like, you have to be on their top plan to get it. Are they literally going to sell it to you? Like, you buy it and you just watch it on Netflix. But yeah, very, 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 very curious. What's going to happen here? Jamie said, I'll never forget. Tupac got shot after that Tyson fight on my 14th birthday, September 7th. Man, see, and that's what's crazy is, like, it's Peacock Tyson. It's like, eat the money. Oh, man. Yeah, Jamie, that shit's so fucking crazy. Oh man, Facebook user said Tyson killed Tupac. Come on, man. Come on. They were like such good friends. Like, I know Tyson had to be fucking shaken up about all that. Like, it's crazy, like, the level of fighters, you know, that we have. Like, okay, so, like, one of the things that I always made fun of with Floyd Mayweather is, like, how he, like, Justin Bieber, like, he was, like, part of his, like, entourage or whatever when he would come out. You know, when he would come out to the stage. And I don't even know if it was like Justin Bieber songs that were necessarily, you know, playing or anything. But like when Mike Tyson was in his prime, it was like Tupac was making a song for him, a one of one that he was going to walk out to. Sometimes he would walk out there with him, sometimes he wouldn't. But that was just like the different level of entourage. Like, Tyson was fucking out there with Tupac. Fucking and Tupac made a custom made song for him to walk out to. Like, man, that shit is just wild. Jamie said Tupac isn't dead. I truly believe that. Yeah, he's like down in Puerto Rico, like somewhere, right? Like, you remember, like, everybody, like, had like a funny story of, like, you know, someone's friend of a friend or like whatever. It was like, Tupac ain't dead. He's like in Puerto Rico right now, but or Panama or like whatever the fuck, like the telephone game came. And like, that was just the country that they said. Does anybody remember that? Did anybody ever have a friend who was like, Tupac ain't dead, man. He is down in Puerto Rico right now, chilling on the beach somewhere. Facebook user said California left, baby. Oh man. All right, let's do another dab. Peacock said, I remember seeing the news at school on Monday in the morning. Tupac shot. All the wannabe gangsters were in middle school, started crying. Yeah. And let me see. When did that? What year was that? 95, right? Yeah. So what was that? Fifth grade? Fifth grade for me. No. 95 had to be like third grade. Yeah. 96. Yeah. 96. And 96 was third grade. 95, 96. Yes. Yeah. I was 10 when that shit happened. Peacock said, bro, the news report said that he got shot and then he was recovering in the hospital. And then next thing we hear, dead. Yeah. Yeah. Chase said, I saw the other day that Tupac wanted to have Diddy in a tutu on the back of his last album. Oh, shit. Man, like, when is all this Diddy shit going to hit the fan? Like, the thing that's crazy about a guy like Diddy is, like, literally to go into his parties, you're signing non-disclosure, like, agreements. So yeah, that's the thing that's like crazy. Yeah, and you know what? 96 in September, I think that's just when I think that was the start of fourth grade. That would, yeah, because it was September, right? Yeah, so that would have been the start of fourth grade for me. And I think me and you were born in the same year, right, Peacock, 86? Yeah, so I think start of fourth grade when that happened. All right. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. This shit's going to get goofy. This shit's going to get goofy, but I cannot wait to start seeing some of their pressers. And I wonder, is Tyson going to go out there and cut any promos? You know, like Tyson used to be like, his promos were so real that like you got restraining orders like on him. I'm gonna eat your kids and I'm gonna eat your face. And he used to get fucking wild. He says so embarrassed of like the things that he like used to say, because now he's just like high on mushrooms or like fucking hella smoked out, weed wise, weed and mushrooms. And Scotty boy, what up? He said, no way, it's real. It's gonna be some no knockout role. I mean, it's definitely real. it's definitely real. I mean, this is, you know, Netflix has came out saying that this is happening, you know, like, I mean, this is all over ESPN, you know? So, I mean, it's an exhibition fight. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's an exhibition fight. It's no fucking titles, you know, on the line or like anything like that. This is about entertaining people. And if Tyson knocks him out in the first round, I mean, that'd be pretty damn entertaining, I would say. But yeah, it's also like, we know that Jake Paul is going to be like hella running. Jake probably has the reach like on him. So I don't know. I don't know. Either way, it's July 20th, July 20th. And it's Netflix that is streaming this.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
And if you guys don't follow my Rumble channel, 420 Crew Sports on Rumble, here is the link to go follow, because we'll actually be streaming the fight just right on the channel, just like a lot of other sporting events that go down. So make sure you guys follow on Rumble. It's not a new platform, but really not that popular still even now. So I'm one of like the first like maybe few hundred creators that are like on here. So I'm really trying to do more because we're a bigger fish, or wait, what is it? A bigger fish in a smaller pond on Rumble. We get way more views on Rumble than we pretty much do like anywhere else. So that's why I'm pushing people to Rumble. You can subscribe and become a member over there. we have our custom emojis. I know they're going to be stepping it up to where we're going to be able to get membership badges soon, but they just don't have that yet. Scotty Boy said, I hope Tyson destroys him. Just can't believe it's fully legit. Jake can hit though. Tyson's old. Yeah, exactly. Can he still take a hit? Like, that's what this is going to come down to, right? Because let me see. What was the last fight that that Tyson did? Because it was something this past year, right? Or was it Roy Jones Jr.? Was that his last fight? Was that what it was? Who is anybody know? What was? Yeah, I think it was the Roy Jones Jr. And that was a few years ago. Let me see. Peacock said Tyson peekaboo right across ain't nothing to mess with. Yeah, let's see. Hold on. I think, was it the Roy Jones? Let me just Google it. Mike Tyson's last fight. Or should I say last boxing match? Exhibition. Yep. Okay. So it was the Roy Jones Jr. And this was even years ago. Hey, hey, Bees Barbarians in the house. What up, homie? We're talking about the Tyson. We're talking about the Tyson Jake Paul scrap that's about to happen soon. Oh, didn't even share the YouTube screen yet. Hold on. Super high. And we'll kind of zoom through this. We'll kind of zoom through this fight here. Yeah, this. Oh, yeah, it was COVID. It was a COVID fight. That's what it was. Hell yeah. Got to have the mask on and everything. All right, let's just get to the start of this thing. There we go. I mean, we know that Mike Tyson keeps training, like, no matter what. And they're not wearing huge gloves either. I think that's one of the things, too, in the exhibitions. I don't think he's wearing huge ass gloves. Like, I don't know what the biggest, I don't know what the heaviest gloves are, but I know he's not wearing those. You could just tell. Peacock said, oh yeah, I remember this. Yeah, it was during COVID, right? Everyone trying to make a little dough during COVID. And see, like, yeah, I mean, you can tell, like, Tyson's like a little bit slower, but Chase said, I caught the Rona from watching this fight at my friend's party. Damn it. Damn it. Sorry to bring up bad memories, brother. And who knows, maybe the party was a good time. But yeah, the after effect. Oh yeah, he said that's real. Yeah, this was in 2020. This was during COVID. I remember this happening. I didn't watch it though, but I do remember it happening. Let me fast forward here a little bit. No way. Chase said, I think Weed Max sponsored the fight. Tight. Oh, yeah. The Paul Tyson fight. Yeah, it's like big news today. But Netflix said that this is real. ESPN is saying that this is real. So today was the announcement. Yeah, it's going to be July 20th. And Netflix is the streaming platform. It's going to be streaming on Netflix. Like, this is wild. I'm curious to find out, like, how much money they're giving them versus, because I know it's usually all about like getting like the pay-per-views, like however many pay-per-views you sell, you know, that's kind of how much money you make. And yeah, but the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul shit, yes, is very real. It's an exhibition and it's in, I forget where, but it's in Texas somewhere. Yeah, so that's kind of what we're watching. We're just watching Mike Tyson's like last fight just to see what he looked like. And I mean, obviously, you know, not his Mike Tyson, you know, speed, not his Mike Tyson, you know, reaction time. There you go. Peacock Arlington. There we go. That would be, I don't even know if that would be a cool fight to go to. I would assume that it would be. I would assume that it would be. How far is that from you, Peacock? Yeah, and I don't think they had a knockdown in this fight, or a knockout in this fight. Well, maybe they didn't. I don't think they had a knockdown or a knockout in this fight. Yeah, 8 rounds. Then it goes to decision. Damn, 7.5 hours, far. Super far. Yeah, let's see if they had a knockout. I don't think they had a knockout here at all. I mean, you know, when Tyson's getting, you know, like he's going under the ropes, like, I mean, it looks good, but he's not used to be like, bow, and like he's not doing that part of it. A little bit there, but just kind of went to the body. Yeah, Peacock said I was watching from home, DFW, not my... Oh, Dallas, Fort Worth. Okay, that's the area that it's in. So not my favorite place anyways. Yeah. Yeah, I used to work with a lot of real estate agents in the Dallas, Fort Worth area. That's how I knew what DFW meant when you put it in there. Yeah, so that was it. I don't even remember who won. Let's see. But yeah, just went to decision. That's why I don't think is like, let's see. Who got it? Did they even put a winner? Just draw? Let's see. Who is it? Oh, what the hell? Now I gotta go fucking, hold on. Now I gotta go look and see. It was. It was a split draw. It was a split draw. Yep. That's what it was. That's why nobody remembers. That's why nobody remembers, because it was a draw. And this is funny. The co-main event and undercard was YouTuber Jake Paul faced NBA player and 3-time slam dunk contest Nate Robinson in the co-main event for the first time. Paul forced the action with Robinson often running to Paul and engaging in a clinch. Robinson was dropped in the late first round and subsequently appeared disoriented in the ring in his corner. In the second round, he continued to rush forward and was dropped by Paul twice. the second one causing Robinson to fall face first into the canvas, unconscious. Paul was declared the winner by KO. Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can find this one now. Hold on. Let's see if we can find this fight. This was funny. So this was the co-main event. This was the co-main event for that Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. And Nate Diaz was just trying to do something during COVID to make a couple bucks. Let's see how this one turned out, even though we already know now. But I definitely didn't watch this. Peacock said, knock Nate out bad. Face plant, that's what I remember from that night. Let's see it. They made it to the second round. That's what we know. Yeah, boxing a slam dunk winner from 20 years ago. Exactly. I mean, that's... But hey, you know, got to do some things to build your confidence, I guess. Either way. See, look at this. Damn, at this time, he only has one win and one KO, and that's it at this time. I mean, this is like 4 years. This is 2020, so it's like 4 years ago. right. There we go. Let's see it. Yeah. Peacock said Jake Paul should have started on bum fight. Same, basically the same thing here. Damn. Look at that. See, he's good at running. Oh, he had to put him in a headlock real quick, huh? This was going to be six rounds. Was going to be. He's kind of just swinging wildly as well. It's kind of like Nate Diaz is. Keeps clinching him up. He just keeps clinching him up. Well, guess Nate did it that time. These 3 minute rounds for them. Yeah. It just keeps going in. It's funny that this was the pre-card fight for Mike Tyson's last fight, and this was Jake Paul's second fight overall. And now they're going to be squaring off in July. July 20th on Netflix. Sorry, YouTube. YouTube would just wait. Man, it's real slow. It's a lot of clinching. Wow, that was whack. That was whack. It kind of just stumbled. Let's get to the second round. Nate's just going in there charging like he's playing football or something. What the fuck is going on? Let's get to the second round. That counted as a knockdown? That like slipped. Just hang on, Jamie. Hang on, Jamie. We'll be back. All right, come on. Let's see it. We're coming back, YouTube. So I know you can't even hear me, but just hang tight. Man, this is slow. That's why I don't watch too much boxing. And now even knowing what happens makes it seem like it just takes longer also. That was it. Okay, never mind. Guess that wasn't it. Come on, man. See this shit. There you go. Ooh, there it is. Damn. I mean, wasn't even that crazy, but yeah. Got him. Got him. Said it was a meme for a good while. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he got knocked the fuck out. But yeah, see, this is why YouTube is not cool. Why Rumble is just way cooler. Why Twitch is way cooler. Yeah, YouTube shut us down for that. Let's see if we let's see if it'll let us come back on YouTube. Come on, Dr. Dabber. I need that new Dr. Dabber carb cap. And dang it, I need to buy like a little mat or like something. JPZ, what up, homie? All right. We're just talking about the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight that is now scheduled for July. So we watched Mike Tyson's. We watched Mike Tyson's last fight, and it's funny, the pre-card was a Logan Paul fight. Get this, JPZ, the fight is streaming on Netflix. Interesting, right? Netflix. Yeah, I wonder if YouTube's even going to let us, if YouTube's even going to come back. Gonna be Netflix. Fucking wild. Hey, we're back on YouTube. Told you we'd be back. Everybody got, we all, everyone everywhere else, we just got to watch the, we got to watch the end of the fight. But we are back. JPZ said, oh, snaps. All right. Yeah, going to be crazy. Going to be crazy. And all right, now let me get YouTube back out of the way. There we go. Yeah, interesting. There we go. Jamie hopped over to Rumble. Appreciate you, bro. We might be live streaming the UFC fights on Saturday. Trying to get the link for Rumble here so you guys could go follow. We'll be streaming. That's why we're going to be doing all the streaming, where they'll pretty much shut us down everywhere else. But Rumble, yeah, we'll be streaming the fights randomly. We'll definitely be streaming that Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight when it gets to that. WWE stuff. I mean, we stream the AEW Revolution. So pretty much, and we're actually streaming it there so you can watch us. Like that's the cool thing. All right. Whew. Maybe one more dab and I might be shutting this one down for the day. Interesting though, with Jake Paul and Tyson. I want to know how much they're getting paid from Netflix, because this is, you know, it's just different than the way we see these other fights promoted. But I mean, these other fights are, you know, different promoters and stuff. Like, I mean, if it's just Tyson and like Logan Paul who are getting paid from Netflix and that's it, that, you know, no promoters, like nothing like that, it'd be very, very interesting. And let's see, how about just we'll get into some NFL news before we get out of here. Let's see. Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White got released from the Bills. Like, super insane. Bengals might release Joe Mixon if they can't come to terms on a restructure. The Bills released their center, Mitch Morris, or I don't know if he's the starting center, but one of them. Bills released Deontay Hardy. Yeah, they got Bills had to make a lot of moves. They were like negative 40 in cap. So they had a lot to do. Let me see. I guess the Chiefs and Chris Jones. I mean, the rumor is that they're pretty close to an extension. Steelers are planning on meeting with Russell Wilson. The rumor still is that the Bears are pushing to get a Fields trade done before free agency begins. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, that's all this shit is like headline fucking news. And a lot of the headline shit is clickbait. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Saints plan on releasing Michael Thomas soon. Yeah, that's funny. They need to. I don't know how much he's getting paid, but definitely too much. Definitely too much. Peacock said Texans re-signed Schultz, Kiami, Grenard, Cashman, and Cashman were not tagged. Okay. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, the Texans didn't tag anybody, right? There was only eight. That's what's crazy. There was only eight players that were tagged. It's got to get aggressive in the bids, and because the bids might be lower than the guarantees. A guy like Cashman, I'm sure, like he hasn't done anything outside of the Texans that like he just needs to stay with the Texans on whatever deal like they offer him type thing. All right. There we go. One more dab. Then we're going to shut her down for the day. Yeah, I got a lot of content that I need to upload. Got a lot of videos on my phone that got to put to use here. Make sure you guys follow the other... make sure you guys follow the other page that I've been telling you about. Let me see. I'm gonna throw it in the chat here. It's just gonna be more or less like a vlogging, like YouTube page. So pretty much anything that's going on around town, most of the stuff will be posted like there. All right, cheers. Woo. Peace out, everybody. Catch you on the flip side.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.